four consequences for the labor market of the COVID pandemic, according to Liz Reynolds of MIT. First, there will be more telepresence. Telepresence is simply when a worker can do a certain job without having to be in the same place where the actual work is being done to make it safer. So, for example, Liz says, think of the unmanned submarines that are now being used to scan the bottom of the ocean floor so that humans don't have to be there, or machines that do things in space, or robots that can defuse landmines.
That's true telepresence, you know, where you're not putting humans in there, but you are bringing robotics to do the work that humans can't do because they're under very constrained circumstances.
And in a time of COVID, telepresence just means doing things remotely to make social distancing easier. And the trend that is probably the most obvious right now is simply that a lot of high-skilled office workers have shifted to doing their jobs from home during the pandemic. And at least some companies are probably going to let them keep doing that, maybe permanently. It, after all, saves companies money on office space. And if that is the case, it could end up having a big consequence for other workers, the workers that provide services every day to all the people who do go to work in offices.
And in fact, what happens is we now are not going into the office. We're not engaged in business travel. We're not going to the doctor's office. And that has this ripple effect. So it means that there are fewer people cleaning buildings or providing security, fewer people working in hotels or restaurants, taxis and ride-hailing, all of that.
Suddenly, the demand for these jobs has collapsed. And wages for these jobs had already been growing only really slowly for the last few decades. But at least the jobs existed. Now they don't. So if the increase in telepresence remains after the COVID crisis, that's kind of a double whammy for these workers.